ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् स्वाद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरि हरि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम नाइन्थ कांटो चैप्टर नाइन एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम 34 एंड अप टू 42. However, I will read previous verses, and since 42 verse is written on board, the repetition will be for 42 verse. So first I am going to read all the previous verses. Text 34. ब्राह्मणि वीक्ष दिदुषु पुरुषादेन भक्षितं सूचन्ति आत्मनि उर्विषम अस्पत कुपिता सति ट्रांसलेशन वैसे लो प्रभुपाद व्हेन द चेस्ट वाइफ ऑफ द ब्राह्मण सा दैट हर हस्बैंड वाज अबाउट टू डिस्चार्ज सेमेन हैड बीन ईटन बाय मैन ईटर she was overwhelmed with grief and lamentation. Thus she angrily cursed the king. यस्मान् मे भक्षितः पापः कामार्ताया पतिस्त्वया तवापि मृत्युराधानात् अकृतज्ञ अकृतप्रज्ञः प्रदर्शितः. ओ फुलिश सिनफुल पर्सन, बिकॉज यू हैव ईटन माय हस्बैंड हेवन आई वाज सेक्सुअली इनक्लाइंड एंड डिजायरिंग टू हैव द सीड ऑफ ए चाइल्ड. I shall also see you die when you attempt to discharge semen in your wife. In other words, whenever you attempt to sexually unite with your wife, you shall die. Evam mitrasah saptva pati loka parayana tadasthini samidhagno prapsa bhartur gatim gatah. Thus the wife of Brahmana cursed the king Saudas, known as Mitrasah. Then, being inclined to go with her husband, she set fire to her husband's bones, fell into the fire herself, and went with him to the same destination. 37. Visapo dvadashabdante maithunaya samudyatah विज्ञाय ब्राह्मणी शापम महिष्या स्वनिवारितः. आफ्टर 12 इयर्स व्हेन किंग सौदास वाज रिलीज्ड फ्रॉम द कर्स बाय वशिष्ठ, ही वांटेड टू हैव सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स विथ हिज वाइफ, बट द क्वीन रिमाइंडेड हिम अबाउट द कर्स बाय द ब्राह्मणी एंड दस ही वाज चेक्ड फ्रॉम सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स. 38. अतः ऊर्ध्वं सत्यत्याज स्त्री सुखं कर्मणा प्रजा वशिष्ठस्तनुज्ञातो मदन्त्या प्रजा मधात. आफ्टर बीइंग दस इंस्ट्रक्टेड द किंग गेव अप द फ्यूचर हैप्पीनेस ऑफ सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स एंड बाय डेस्टिनी रिमेन्ड सनलेस. Later, with the king's permission, the great saint Vasishtha begot a child in the womb of Madayanti. 39. Savai sapta samagarbha vibhram vyajayata jagne asmano daram tasya su asmakas tena kathyate. Madayanti bore the child within her womb for 7 years. And did not give birth. Therefore, Vasishtha struck her abdomen with a stone, and then the child was born. Consequently, the child was known as Asmak, the child born of a stone. Next, Asmakad Vahiliko Jagge Yastri Parakshita Nari Kavacha Ityukta Nichatre Mulako Abhat. From Asmaka, Balika took birth. Because Balika was surrounded by women and was therefore saved from the anger of Parshuram, he was known as Nari Kavach, one who is protected by women. When Parshuram vanquished all the Kshatriya, Balika became the progenitor of more Kshatriyas. Therefore, he was known as Mulaka, the root of the Kshatriya dynasty. And then, text 41, Tato dasaratas tasmat putra advidas tatah ragya visvasahu yasya khatvango chakravatya bhut. From Valika came a son named Dasarath. From Dasarath came a son named Advidi, and from Advidi came King Vishwasah. Vishwasah, the son of King Vishwasah, was famous Maharaj Khatvang. And then we will repeat this. Please repeat after me. This one. यो देवैर आर्थितो दैत्यान् अवधीत युधि दुर्जयः मुहूर्तम आयुर्ज्ञात्वैत्य स्वपुरं संदधे मनः यः किं खट्वांग हु देवहि बाय द डेमी गॉड्स अर्थितः विंग रिक्वेस्टेड दैत्यान द डीमंस अवधीत किल्ड युधि इन ए फाइट दुर्जयः वेरी फियर्स मुहूर्तम फॉर ए सेकेंड ओनली आयु ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ ज्ञात्वा नोइंग इत्या अप्रोच्ड स्वपुरम हिज ओन एबोड संदधे फिक्स्ड मनः द माइंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की किंग खटवांग वाज अनकंकरेबल इन एनी फाइट requested by the demigods to join them in fighting the demons, he won victory and the demigods being very pleased wanted to give him a benediction. The king inquired from them about the duration of his life and was informed that he had only one moment more. Thus he immediately left his palace and went to his own residence, where he engaged his mind fully on the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. The example of Maharaj Khatwang in performing devotional service is brilliant. Maharaj Khatwang engaged himself for only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but he was promoted back to Godhead. Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the beginning of his life, surely he will return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Asansaya. In Bhagavad Gita, the word asansaya is used to describe the devotee. There, the Lord Himself gives this instruction. मैया सक्त मनः पार्थ योगम जुंजन मदाश्रयः असंशयम् असंशयम् समग्रम माम यथाज्ञाससि तच्छृणु. नाउ हियर ओ सन ऑफ प्रथा अर्जुन, हाउ बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग योग इन फुल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मी विथ माइंड अटैच टू मी यू कैन नो मी इन फुल फ्री फ्रॉम डाउट. The Lord also instructs janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. therefore from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offering by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the personality of Godhead, and preaches about the glorious activities of Lord as much as possible, he thus becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, मई आसक्त मन वन कैन फुलफिल द मिशन ऑफ लाइफ इन वन ह्यूमन बर्थ इफ वन मिसेस द अपॉर्चुनिटी वन डज नॉट नो वेयर ही इज गोइंग हाउ लॉन्ग ही विल रिमेन इन द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ एंड वेन ही विल अगेन अचीव द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ एंड द चांस टू रिटर्न होम बैक टू गॉडहेड द मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन देयरफॉर यूजेज एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ हिज लाइफ टू रेंडर लविंग सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड. In this chapter, describe dynasty of Maharaj Anshuman. Anshuman came in the Ikshvaku dynasty. Then these verses talks about Saudash, one very celebrated king in the Solar dynasty, and another description about Khatwang. So in brief, we will discuss about Saudash. Saudash was a very brilliant king, very celebrated king in Solar dynasty. So once he went for hunting in a forest, and he killed a rakshasa. The rakshas were two. They were brothers, two brothers, the rakshasa, man-eater, and one of them was killed by Saudash, and another was requesting, so Saudash forgave him and released him. However, the brother of the man-eater, rakshasa, another, he decided to take revenge from Saudash. So he made up his mind, he wanted to harm, somehow he wanted to inflict misery upon Saudash because his brother was killed by Saudash. What he think a plan. So he came in his kingdom, kingdom of Saudash, and he sneaked. Took the service of the cook. He entered in his kitchen and he was appointed by Saudash as a cook because he had disguised himself. The king was not, Saudash was not aware. This person want to some service, some seva. So he was engaged, the brother of the Rakshasa. He was himself a Rakshasa. He was engaged and appointed as a cook in his kitchen. So one day he was in recruited as a cook. Every day he was cooking, and he was thinking how he can inflict some misery, some inconvenience on the Saudash, the king. So one day Vasishtha, the spiritual master of Saudash, he was invited by king to take dinner with him. Vasishtha came and they were seated for eating. Everything was ready. Prasadam was ready in the plate in front of them. King was also there. Vasishtha, the spiritual master, was about to eat. So by his mystic power, Vasishtha could understand this food is unfit to eat. Why? Because this food was, the cook, Rakshasa, has put the human flesh in that food. It was also part of human flesh. So Vasishtha could understand that in this food, it is completely contaminated, unfit to eat, because it contains the ingredient human flesh. Immediately Vasishtha became very much angry and he cursed Saudash. Saudash, you cheated me, you invited me for dinner and you are serving me this human flesh.
So I curse you immediately, without waiting any response from Saudasi, curse that you become man eater Rakshasa. And then Saudas could understand what is happening. They found out what was the reason. So even Vasishtha also could understand that this is king was not inclined to serve me a human meat. Rather it was done by Rakshasa, the Raksha who wanted to take revenge from the Saudas. Immediately Saudas grabbed the feet of Vasishtha ji, spiritual master, and begging forgiveness, please forgive me. And then Vasishtha heart melted, and also he could understand this mistake was not done by Saudas. So he reduced the, he told Vasishtha, since I have uttered a curse, so certainly you will become a Rakshasa. But he reduced the duration of his being a Rakshasa. Only after 12 years, he will be free from this Rakshas propensity. So, curse was reduced, still, the reduced for 12 years. So, Saudas, in due course of time, acquire Rakshas Bhav, Rakshas Bhav Samanvita, the propensity of a Rakshasa, a man-eater. All his characteristics changed due to the sharp. So, due to the sharp of Vasishtha, he became a Rakshasa. I mean, he always surcharged with the feeling that I am man-eater, Rakshasa. He got acquired the propensity of the Rakshasa. So one day, again, he went in the forest, and in the forest, he saw that one couple, Brahman couple, they were united in sexual intercourse. The Brahmani wanted to have a son, for that reason they were united. And being influenced by the propensity of Rakshasa, Rakshasa Bhav, and same time, Saudas was very much hungry, hunger was there. So immediately Saudas seized the Brahmanas. Brahmani was also there, wife of Brahmani was there also, and Brahmanas seized, caught hold of the Brahmana and pulled out the Brahman from the loving and sweet embrace arms of the Brahmani, pull out, seized him. And he was about to eat. Immediately Brahmani, very pitiful, and pitiful situation, such a humiliation, lamenting, she requested, please return my husband. And the reason she has presented in Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, she presented the reason why Saudas should not eat the Brahman. So Brahmani requested him, I desire to have a son. Brahmani requested him, I desire to have a son. And he has not yet impregnated me. I was about to receive the seed for my son, would-be son. So, in this circumstance, this position, she was requesting Saudas, you please return my husband, you don't eat. And besides, again, she was telling, not only my husband, he is a Brahmin, interested in spirituality, he wants to cultivate spiritual life, spiritual progress, and this human form of life, human body, not one, the human form of Akhila Arthadar. All benefit of the human form, a living entity, it could be derived by the human form of life, human body. So he is my husband plus a Brahmin. And not only Brahmin, he is sinless. He has no any sin in his life. He is a sinless person. And also he is very much Arirdha Isu. He has strong desire to be engaged in devotional service of Krishna. First of all, he is my husband, a Brahma, sinless person, and besides, he is very much inclined, he has developed a strong desire to be engaged in the service of, in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, his service of Krishna. So please, return, don't eat. And also, Sivachana, you are the Kshatriya. You are supposed to protect the Brahmanas, all citizens, including what to speak of Brahmanas. And besides, if really you want to eat him, better you eat me first. Because without my husband, without this Brahman, I am as good as dead body, and I will not live for a moment with. But the Saudash was being influenced by the propensity of Rakshasa right in front of Brahmani, his wife. He ate the Brahmana. And immediately Brahmani also in return, she also uttered a curse. Saudash, you are eating, you killed my husband in such a position, I curse you. As soon as whenever you will unite in sexual intercourse with your wife, if you are sexually inclined and you will touch the hand of your wife or body of her, immediately you will also die. And then being a chaste woman, body was eaten. There is no existence about it. She collected the bones of her husband, Brahmana bones. Because the Rakshasa ate the whole body, flesh, and the Rakta blood was eaten. But bone was remaining. She collected the bone of her husband, Brahmana, and prepared a funeral pyre. And she set the fire. She set the fire, and also she entered in the flames of the fire, and thus she achieved the highest perfection. She returned to her husband. She also got the same destination as her husband. And then it is also description, further verses talks about after 12 years. The Saudas was free from the curse. He regained his normal mentality as a king Kshatriya. And one day, he became very much sexually excited, and he wanted to impregnate his wife. At that time, his wife, she was knowing about the curse of the Brahmani. So she checked him. No, please don't do it, otherwise you will die. So Saudas remained sonless. However, next verse talks about because the whole dynasty was in the khatra, danger, going to discontinue. So Saudas requested Vasishtha Rishi, please Vasishtha ji, my spiritual master, you impregnate my wife and you beget a child in the womb of my wife. And this was done. In the previous, this was common practice. The Vasishtha impregnated Madayanti. The wife of Saudas was Madayanti. And then she gave birth of a child. And that child eventually, in that dynasty now continued, same dynasty, one king, his name was Vishwasaha. The Vishwasaha begot one child, one son in the womb of his wife, and his name was Khatwang. Khatwang. Khatwang was the son of Maharaj Vishwasaha. The Khatwang, here this verse talks about glorious situation of Khatwang. Yo Devai Arthita. Once there was a fighting was going on between demigods and demons in heavenly planet. And demigod could realize that they are going, very soon they are going to lose the battle. So they come on earthly planet. That time Khatwang Maharaj was ruling the earthly planet and his capital city was Ayodhya. From there he was ruling the whole planetary, the earthly planet. Devar Arthito, demigods came from heavenly planet on the earthly planet Ayodhya in front of Maharaj Khatwang and they were requesting, praying, please help us. The demons are harassing us. We are going to lose every our position, heavenly planet, even our life. So please help us. So when Maharaj Khatwang was requested, he left the kingdom and went to the heavenly planet and he fought on behalf of demigods and he became very much victorious. Then the demigods become very much obliged, grateful to the king, because due to Maharaj Khatwang, they got the life, their survival, as well as all the position of heavenly planet. So they become very much grateful and they wanted to give him benediction, any benediction. Of course, in the beginning they told Maharaj Khatwang, besides mukti, liberation, anything and everything we can give you. Please ask. Don't hesitate to ask anything. Then before asking any benediction, Maharaj Khatwang requested, please tell me about the remaining duration of my life. How long I am going to live? And then demigod collectively they meditated and they came to know. And they inform, like Maharaj Khatwang, we are very much sorry. Remaining duration of your life is only for a moment, muhurt, short time. So immediately Maharaj Khatwang, if I am going to survive only for maximum 48 minutes, that's all. Remaining duration of life, somewhere description, but do muhurt, two muhurt. One muhurt is approximately 22 and a half or maximum up to 24 minutes. The earth is, this is for one muhurt. So two muhurt means 48 or 45 minutes. Immediately he says, no, bas, finish. I am not open for any conversation, any discussion, please arrange an airplane. This conversation was taking place heavenly planet. Please, I want to reach on earthly planet. I want to go on the bank of Sarju River there. You immediately arrange the plane should be, the speed should be like the speed of mind. And the demigod did the, the Maharaj Khatwang came. Earthly plant on the bank of surgery and meditated, engaged him whole, all with all sincerity and humility in his command. He engaged himself in the devotional service of Krishna, meditating, hearing, chanting, whatsoever. And after 48 or 45 minutes, another plane came from Vaikuntha and Maharaj Khatwang boarded in that plane and went to heaven. The spiritual planet. This is the Devai Arthita. Srila Prabhupada talks about the human form of life is meant for self-realization. So, example of Maharaj Khatwang is very much brilliant. And for a very short time, he engaged himself, Khatwang Maharaj, in devotional service, engaged himself completely in devotional service of life, and he got the highest perfectional stage of life, Krishna Prema. He entered in spiritual planet. So Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talked about how we can become, how we can make ourselves qualified, how we will become eligible to enter in a spiritual planet. For that, we must develop attachment, asakti for Krishna. Once we have developed asakti, attachment for Krishna, then we can reach there. Asakti, attachment. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes a very celebrated verse from 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Maya Sakt Manah Partha. If someone has developed attachment, he has fully his mind is fixed in me, and he has developed attachment for me, as sansayam, without any doubt, and samagram, completely he can know me, he can understand my position fully he can understand me, and without any doubt. And if someone can understand, know me completely without any doubt, then Prabhupada quotes a further verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna talks about janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjunam. If someone understand my janma, my appearance and my karma, my activity, my lila, janma karma chame divyam, all my janma and karma, this is a transcendental platform, divyam evam yo veti tattvatah. If someone understand fully, completely, without any doubt, my nature, my activity, my appearance and my leela, then that person becomes eligible to enter in the spiritual planet. So Prabhupada talks about developing asakti. Unless and until we develop asakti, attachment for Krishna, there is no question of entering a spiritual plan. So how we can develop this asakti? Rupa Goswami talks about asakti. Adau Shraddha. There are 9 different stages, 9 or 7. Ado Sardha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajana Kriya Anarth Nibirti Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Asakti Pre. 9 stage. So Krishna Rupa Goswami, Ado Sardha. In beginning we should have some faith, Sardha. When Sardha is there, then we must associate the saintly person. If Sardha is there, the association of sadhu. And when we get opportunity for association of a sadhu, naturally in the association of sadhu, we engage ourselves in bhajan kriya, execution of devotional service. And once we engage ourselves in devotional service in the association of saintly person, then tatah anartha nivritti, all our anartha, unwanted thing, we become free from all anartha, unwanted thing. And once the anartha nivritti, we are free from anartha, then we get nishtha, firm step. We establish ourselves, nishtha. And from nishtha, when we raise ourselves onto that platform of Nishtha, then we develop a certain type of taste that is called Ruchi. In devotional service, Ruchi, taste in devotional service, taste in hearing and chanting, all the processes. We must develop a taste, Ruchi. And after Ruchi comes Asakti, which is called attachment. Srila Prabhupada talks in this purport about Asakti. So, if someone is interested, is serious about making substantial progress in his spiritual life, if he wants to enter in spiritual planet, he must come up to that platform, Asakti. And when Asakti, attachment is there for Krishna, we developed Asakti or attachment for Krishna, then comes Bhav. Their higher stage is Bhav. And after Bhav, when Bhav becomes mature, and then we come to Prema. This is called Prema. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about Krishna Prema. Eita param phala param purushartha yar age trene tulle chari purusha. So that the Prema, so these are nine stages. Srila Prabhupada here talks about seventh stage, that is called Asakti. And also Rupa Goswami talks, sadhakanam ayam premra pradur bhavit bhavit krama. Usually, generally, naturally, this becomes the sequence. In this becomes the sequence. Means, if someone wants to develop Asakti, before Asakti he must develop Ruchi, before Ruchi he must come up to Nishtha level, before Nishtha he must come to Anartha Nibirti, and before Anartha Nibirti he must come to the platform of Bhajan Kriya, and this Bhajan Kriya we can engage ourselves in Bhajan Kriya only by the mercy of, by the association of a sadhu. And we get sadhu due to Shraddha. You must develop that. So these are so Prabhupada in this purpose talks about we try our level best to develop attachment for Krishna. The most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. So here about Maharaj Khatwang. Though he has very little time, but in very short time, he got the highest perfectional stage of life. They call Krishna Prem. So, when he was requested, Maharaj Khatwang, demigod requested, please come and help. So, Maharaj Khatwang went to the heavenly planet, and when Maharaj Khatwang become victorious, they won the battle, and then demigods become very much grateful to him. They wanted to give him benediction. Before asking any benediction or boon, Maharaj Khatwang wanted to know the remaining duration of his life. And as soon as he came, that I have really, really very short time. So every single moment, what were remaining single moment, he used in the service of the Lord. So here also this is concluding. The most intelligent person, though Prabhupada has talked about this example of Khatwang Maharaj is brilliant. So the most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. So this is real, in briefly description about Maharaj Khatwang, how Maharaj Khatwang got highest perfectional stage of life, Krishna Prem, in very short time. There in history that many person they got perfection in short life, short duration of time. One of them is Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj got highest perfection. He took 6 months. within 6 months, in 6 months he was able to see Lord face to face. So here I stop. If you have any comment or question. Anything anybody like to say? Okay, Prabhu. So here I think you have to use this mic.
Thank you for a very wonderful class where we can develop our attachment for Krishna. My question is, how much should they fear being cursed by someone? We know a cur was cursed by the gopis and we had a subtle reaction. Here, the king was cursed. So how much do the gopis have to fear being cursed?
One day, Sachinandan Maharaj, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj was giving class. And the topic was destiny of Saudas. By our own effort, we can't make substantial progress in spiritual life. It was very weak. So we must seek the blessings of a saintly person. Sadhu Kripa. Without the blessing of a saintly person, we will not make any progress. What to make of making any progress? In Chaitanya Charitamrita description, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoy Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the root cause of birth of devotional service in your heart, in our heart. So on our own, we are not competent enough, we are not strong enough to make any progress or engage ourselves in devotional service. If really we want to be engaged in devotional service, then we seek Sadhu Sangha, association of Sadhu and blessings of Sadhu. So, not only neutral, you must seek blessings of Sadhu. And besides, if someone is cursed by, then and Vishwanath Chakravarti talks about Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Aprasadat. If there is Aprasad, not favor, or if by our behavior, our character, we have displeased a saintly person, we displeased a saintly person, then there is no question of being in devotional life. So, there is in Srimad Bhagavatam conversation about Jad Bharat and Rahugan. The Jad Bharat was talking that I don't fear, I have no any fear from the Jamraj, death, not with Indra Chandra, but I very much fear by the Brahmakula of my insulting a Brahmana, and that I have done today. I insulted such a highly elevated personality like you, Jad Bharat Maharaj. So we were extremely fearful. We should very much fearful about not to being cursed by someone. This is not enough. Rather, we should seek our level best to get the blessing. Without the blessing, without the mercy of Krishna, there is no any possibility to being engaged in devotional service. Extremely, we should be cautious. And fearful. You should not, even in dream, you should not dare to displease a Vaishnava, a sadhu, brahmanas. Otherwise, our whole, first of all, there is no question of making any progress. In case we have made some substantial progress, if we displease, are we offend a Vaishnava, immediately whole our progress will be spoiled, destroyed. So extremely careful, not only fearful about offending, but sometimes we sincerely we seek the blessing. Without their blessing, if you are neutral stage, then we will not make any progress even. Not offending and same time not getting a favor of Vaishnava, that situation is not very much favorable for spiritual progress. Will not. Okay, I think Karbhajan Prabhu, let it be the last question.
What was the reason that he served at first to him? What was the reason?
You know that here description I have already talked about. The Maharaj Saudas, there were two brothers, they were demon, Rakshasa, and one of them was killed by Saudas, and he forgave another and released him. So that person wanted to take some revenge. He wanted to inflict some harm upon the king. So he devised a trick, because he was a service saintly person, but served certainly. Whole moral responsibility of whole cooking was with Saudas. So he had intention that if the impure, unfit food, contaminated food will be served to Vasishtha Muni, Vasishtha certainly he will curse, and he will curse, first of all he curse the king because he has invited. For this was the intention in the mind of the Rakshasa. For that reason he most abominable thing in food, human flesh, human meat, it was cooked and served for Vasishtha. So he wanted to do, and he did. He was successful in his attempt. Maharaj Saudas was cursed. And he did such a sinful activity. For that reason, he remained apraja. He was bereft. He did not get any progeny, son. And same time, in material world, considered to be the highest material pleasure, that is sexual intercourse, he was also bereft of that. He did not get any. He was deprived from this type of happiness, and same time he did not get any son. So the Rakshas was successful in his attempt. And he okay, so the Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.